mm-hmm. or with perfect health. But we want you to know all of those things are as willing to rendezvous as the whale. But then you say, but the whale is sort of meeting me halfway. And we say, everything does. Everything is a rendezvous. Everything. Law of attraction. In other words, all of those things that are in vibrational escrow are being called to one another by law of attraction. And so the things that you want are well past a distance. It's not that things are meeting you halfway. More than 99% of every creation is in place for you. And so your emotional trek up your emotional scale is just the last piece that fits into it. That's why it is so exhilarating for us to observe you in your coming into alignment.
I see. I'm curious, does the whale get the same message that I do when it says, you know, does the angel say, hey, whale, there's some food over here, and maybe you want to come over here and breach and show? Or does he get the same message that I do to go to the window and take a look? Is it work
the
same way?
You don't have to bribe the whale with food.
Okay.
You don't even have to bribe the whale with your happiness. Your request is enough for the universe and the whale who is so connected to the universe to comply. In other words, they're just joyful to be. It's one of the most wonderful things about the beasts of your planet. They hear the call of Source and follow it so easily. And so when you hook your creation into something that has to do with one of those, and you manage your alignment, you always get the rendezvous you are looking for. Imagine the thrill of being a photographer or someone who was wanting to capture the beauty of something like that, you see.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Most of you have let other resistant humors train you into negative expectation. And now you know that the intentions of others has nothing to do with it. You can factor that out every time. You always get what you're wanting. What now? Stand if you think it's you. Further back? Yes. Isn't it nice to know that even when you are seeking a rendezvous with another person, that they have very little to do with it? Because when you rendezvous with who you are, your power of influence is mighty. Yes.
I'm experiencing my fear of being up here, and I just want to go through that. But what I'm really here to talk about is my confusion about the what we call the subconscious mind, and my confusion about the inner being that you're talking about as being, I think, God and everything. And I'm wondering how we have such confusion about how we live our lives when we're all part of the divine all. And it just seems like such a struggle so much. And I'm interested in finding ways to make that much, much smoother. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe I'm pushing against by trying to understand. But it just seems like there's so much that I'm on the verge of understanding that I'm not quite there with, that I'd love to truly understand. And that goes into my thought of the subconscious mind being the connection with the divinity and the connection with Godhead and the connection with everything, and allowing myself to flow into the unconscious mind and the inner being, and then allow that to build forth this connection with me. But it seems like I'm on the verge of it, but not quite there.
Let's see if we can help you find some relief in all of this. You've used a lot of words to describe where you are, like confusion and struggle, some of them more than once. And anytime you say, I'm confused, or I don't get it, or I don't understand it, you activate that expectation within yourself that just makes it harder and harder. But at the same time that you do that, you also send off more and more rockets of desire that make you want to know it more. So what's been unfolding with you for quite a while now is you feel confused, which makes you want clarity. The more you want clarity, the faster the energy moves. The faster the energy moves, and the more you say, I'm confused, the more confused you feel. In other words, you keep asking for more clarity, but you keep not turning it.